Okay, so here we are at Tynemouth Market, and I'm with...
Tony.
Tony, a bit of a serendipity here, isn't it? Because the last time that you saw Liz was in Nottingham.
Yeah, I was just doing a little bit of touring on my own and popped into the market to see Liz. And like I say, we had a good bit of crack, and I bought some lovely crystals. And then, like I say, I haven't been up here for about 8 weeks now, and... As a matter of fact, there she is, and I was like, oh, that's peculiar, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, we cross again, so...
This is one fantastic market, isn't it? I mean, it's absolutely everything that you can possibly think of here. But, of course, we're into crystals and crystal jewellery. How did you get into esoterical work?
Well, I think it was... I went to Thailand, and then I went on, like, a few retreats over there. And I just come back a different person. Do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, most of my friends are not into stuff like this. And once I went over there and come back, that was it. And first time I come to Tynemouth was about 8 weeks ago. And it just blew my mind. I couldn't believe how many crystal stalls and things around here. And everyone's pretty much on the same wave. I think there's quite a few people on this sort of path. And yeah, like I say, I just love coming here. It's unbelievable.
I think the thing is, as well, it's amazing, isn't it? There's quite a few crystal stores, esoterical stores. There's some people selling tarot cards and readings and all sorts of things like that. And there's more than enough in this area, more than enough people for everybody to thrive. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think, like you say, I think there's a lot more people waking up to it now. And like I say, with this, with the wellbeing show, what's going to be on the 2nd and 3rd of April, I think there'll be a lot more people who are like trying to like see what it's about a little bit. So I think if they come along to that, they'll definitely get like more like a taste for what it's about. You know what I mean? And it's addictive. It's like once you start getting into it, and then you have your own little experiences with it. It just there's no going back.
Yeah, I'm surprised just how many people know about the show. It's absolutely bonkers. We're talking to so many people like yourself and Jade and Philip over there. They say, oh yeah, I know all about it. Are you surprised that so many people know?
It's getting promoted quite well. Yeah. So it's quite amazing how many people are probably going to be there. So
Do you think that it's the right time for us to run an event in Newcastle?
Yeah, I think now you're getting in definitely at the right time. I think, like you say, maybe this time last year might have been a little bit early, but I think through the lockdown and everything, I think it's going to be massive. I mean, I've just been down, like you say, down Nottingham, Bristol and London, and it's really, like, booting off down there. Yeah. I couldn't believe how many crystal stalls and everything like that. And like I say, it's a little bit more behind up here, but it's like it's definitely on the verge of taking off. Like,
Do you think you'll be there for the 2 days or the one?
I'm definitely going for the Saturday, and more than likely I'll be back up on the Sunday. Like, so see how it goes.
Tony, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to love my time here. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. The sun's shining through with us. We've been truly blessed, and thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you then. Bye.